It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's tough for me to go without fits when I'm watching a Warrior game.
Well, I told you to, all you got to do is go to Macy's or somewhere and get you something nice.
What are you talking about?
You said fits.
Bob Fitzgerald.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This is the crossover brought to you by Abundant Life. Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to a pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com.
You guys are great.
You guys should do a show together.
Will and I look I at mean, you. I was really concerned. He said it's Fitz. I go, dude, go
what
get
going
you
on here.
He meant Bobby Fitz. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Is that fresh? Was that from today?
That was
I was going to say, I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's pretty good.
That's a really good one.
How you guys doing?
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Great. Fill out your brackets?
No.
Here we
go. Let's get started.
For me, that's not a Monday endeavor.
Well, we got tomorrow. It starts.
You can still play after that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the first four stupid playing
things. It's part
thing,
of it, though.
I know. I'll bet on those separately. I'm not putting my bracket together on Monday night because of the first four in Dayton. I got to let it marinate.
Good. How did it graduate to that? It starts Thursday at 9.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, get comfortable now with 68 teams, but they are going to expand it.
Of course.
And,
well, yeah, and they've expanded it over time. And I think that they're going to get to, I don't know if the next number is 80, but 80 feels about right. That way you would give you'd give four in each bracket a bye. And then so there wouldn't be a first four. It would be where the top four seeds in each bracket would get a bye, and you'd have 64 play and then 16 wait. So I think 80 is where they're going to get next.
Wow.
Which, all for the Benjamin,
can we still fit the bracket on one piece of paper?
Oh, it's getting tight.
It's getting tight. We're going to need some readers.
Yeah.
Those brackets are going to get pretty small. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Oh, anyway. Man.
Yeah. I'll probably be in three different brackets, but not the one that Lucas runs, just so I can.
Why? Why not?
Why?
Let me stop.
It's a company one.
Why?
Right.
It's our friends.
Right.
Tiny or so similar.
No, I'm doing the
Yeah,
come yeah, but he's not. And yeah. when I get you, he's out. When you're, I get him, you're out.
You're invited to the party. Why come on, come
I get it. Yeah, I don't want to.
Why?
I mean, there are a number of different reasons.
I'd love to hear them.
One, I asked about the scoring system, and I was given no answer, which tells me that.
Well, then ask again.
I did, and he said, well, "I'm open to suggestions."
Wait a minute. We don't know what the score. Where'd he go?
I know it's winner take all.
Right. Yes,
that's reason number two.
What's wrong with that?
Winner take all. So if you come in second, you get nothing. I don't like that. I don't like it. Okay.
That's fine.
I don't like it.
You don't have to like it.
Which
you
is why I'm not doing it.
You have been hanging around with a 2-year-old, haven't you?
I don't want to.
I don't like it.
The thing about my 2-year-old is her L's are Y's, so it's I don't yike that.
Nice. I love it. What's UConn's seeding?
UConn?
I want to say six.
They got a little number next to them.
I don't got to go up fast, Donnie.
All right.
They're not six,
are they?
I thought. I got Florida.
They're an eight. UConn's an eight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say this, and you can either take it or leave it. It's just my opinion, but this feels to me like a very chalk-heavy year.
Chalky year.
There's a lot of, like.
What does that mean?
That means that the good teams are really, really good. And the bad teams are not that good. There's a couple of the bad teams, the mid-majors, who I think you should keep your eye on. But for the majority of them, like you watch over the weekend and the bad teams, and I apologize, Mark, for giving you Maine. That was a loss.
It's okay.
I had a little run going. I was giving him winner after winner after winner. I gave him Maine, and they got motorboated.
But I kind of, there was something about the text message where I just, I want some credit for following my gut.
Yeah.
I said, we're riding the Dibbers. And it was a W, and there was a W, and it was a W, and we're making money. And here's the next one. And I looked at it, and it just had some clouds around that text.
Yeah, you're right.
So I was like, I'm going to bet it, but I'm not going to bet it all.
Yep.
And it was an L.
It was.
So we didn't zero out the account.
Good. All right. We bounced back with Liberty. I don't think I texted you that, but watching over the weekend, like the top seven or eight teams in the country are really, really, really good.
Okay.
And, Florida and Duke, when they get Cooper Flagg back, they're amazing.
Houston.
Houston is awesome. Alabama is a bit of a question mark.
Tennessee.
Tennessee's really good.
Auburn?
I like Auburn, but
they're cold.
Yeah, and I mean, they're not a one-trick pony. Jani Broom is the player of the year, but.
Is it Jani?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been calling him Johnny.
It's okay. Johnny.
Can't make a foul shot.
No, and that's another thing you need to look at.
Ready for the NBA.
When you get deep into your bracket, is your team deep? Are they senior laden, and can they make a free throw? That's a lot of times what this comes down to, but I do think when you get down to that second tier of teams, there is a big gap this year as opposed to previous years.
Who's your 12 that's beating a 5, Dibs?
I've got 4. They're all going to win.
What?
Sorry,
Dibs,
Grandy.
Come on. Oregon goes down.
You can't say it's going to be chalky and in the next sentence tell me that all the 5 seeds are losing in round one.
Chalky meaning like your final your last 8 teams are probably going to be 1s and 2s.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So of the rest of it, Liberty is going to beat Oregon. Apologies, Grandy. Liberty, if you watch, I watched the last 3 games of Liberty. They've got a kid. I think it's either McNeely or he's about 6'1", pudgy little white guy. He shoots Steph Curry 3s.
Okay.
30-footers, 35-footers.
Who are the other 12 seeds?
One of the 12 seeds is favored.
Middle Tennessee State is always a 12 seed.
Colorado State is -2.5 against Memphis.
Wow. Dude,
they're favored to win the game. They're 12.
You can go ahead and lock that up now. I've already actually bet that one because Penny Hardaway is a terrible coach.
Man,
Memphis is a massive disappointment.
Then how are you 5?
Because they win a lot of games in a pretty soft conference. They were in the AAC, I believe, and they won it. They won the regular season. They won the tournament. Memphis is... they're a fraud. And Penny Hardaway's a joke.
Michigan is only favored by 2.5 over a plucky upstart UC San Diego.
And if you look at UC San Diego,
Michigan should have lost to Maryland. I watched that game. Let the point guard get a missed free, inbound the ball, 4 seconds go all the way and finish in 2 bigs just sitting there. What happened?
Yeah.
I'm like, I couldn't coach.
UC San Diego 30-4 on the year. And they are 26-8 against the spread.
That's what we like. That
they are number one in the country.
He does this all, like it's just right there.
Yeah, they're number one in the country against the spread. I already gave you Liberty over Oregon. Apologies, Grandy. The other one is McNeese State. McNeese against Clemson's
biggest underdog of the 12 seeds.
Correct. Wow. But if you follow
seven and a half point underdog.
As you followed McNeese, as I have followed McNeese.
Oh, I've watched all of their games.
27 win team. They've got a lot of experience. They're a team that won the regular season and the tournament. I believe this is their second straight tournament.
The Roadrunners?
McNeese?
Yeah.
I don't have the nickname, McNeese.
Roadrunners?
Yeah. They won the league last year won the league this year, but one thing to be cautious about, and Cowboys. We can get off this, but
the Cowboys, though.
Last year of the 25 small conferences, so outside the Big Six, those winners of their conferences were 5-20 in the first round. So all those teams last year that won their tournament, and everybody wants a Cinderella, Yale was one of the ones who won. Yale's back in it. So if you're looking for an upstart team, Yale. So
no St. Mary's?
Go. Ask me again if I've filled out my bracket yet.
Have you filled out your bracket?
Do you see why? I need to sit and listen to stuff like this.
Yeah, but that don't mean he's right.
No, it doesn't.
I love it.
But he's got a lot better chance than me of being right because I can name Cooper Flagg end of list of college basketball players that I can tell you.
But
end
this is where you give Granny the pen and she can figure it out not knowing anything.
Well, I may do that
do
too.
Than the guy to know it all.
I got ladies in my life. We could just give them a pen. I could let my 16-year-old daughter fill this thing out if we want.
But if we want you in the Lucas bracket, I'm all about camaraderie, man. I want you there.
Cool.
Yeah. he'll take that under advisement.
Yeah.
Juice is back. Juice check. What's going on?
And no Jordan Mason. What? So. I mean,
what
is going on in the world?
What I wrote when Juice resigned was, I am happy and so confused.
That is honest as you can get.
I don't know.
I appreciate that honesty.
Somewhere along the line last week, I just got confused. And that does not mean that I don't think the Niners have a plan. I don't suddenly think that they're stupid, nefarious human beings.
Right.
That's not what's going on here. But whatever the plan is, I don't know it. And I don't know many people who do.
Man.
It has not shown itself yet. And unfortunately, it may have more to do with money than it has in the past at any point in this era. And I think for fans, that sucks.
It's possible. It's possible.
I mean, they got some sort of plan, right?
But I don't want to say Niner fans are spoiled because they spent top like Joe Lacob for the last 5 to 6 years and should have 2 Super Bowls. But so can Niner fan really be, what's going on here?
Yes.
Or this is just the evolution of
No, they absolutely can, I think. Kawakami just wrote something on Twitter earlier today that said, if you want to compliment them for what they've done for the last 6 years, then that's disingenuous if you don't then criticize them now.
Oh, man.
Like, what?
So it's real out here. People were scratching.
Like, I can't, if I compliment you for something and then you stop doing it.
Why?
I'm going to stop complimenting you. Right?
Yes. I mean, what can they do except build through the draft now?
What?
I mean, I get there are free agents out there.
You could have done that anyway.
Right.
You could have spent more money.
Man.
You could have spent more money.
And you're going to have to pay your quarterback. Yeah. So we think, right?
So we think.
So we think, yeah. I mean,
this is amazing.
If they were to do all this and not pay Brock, then now I'm really
But this looks like you're not going to pay Brock if his name was Tom.
I think it does look like they're going to pay Brock. That's the point. That's the point. The cash out thing they felt had to stop. Bleeding money. And they know that big one is coming. So they turn the faucet off on the rest. But
wow.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah, what's up?
Man,
I have a question about your show.
It's a new read. It's a new read.
Not really about your show. It's about something you guys said today.
Okay. Ooh. Well, first of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. By the way, I was looking for that when you said, do they have a plan? Nobody talked, and I said, it's possible. I had no idea what I was reacting to because I was already in a little bit of a tizzy.
What a great standby response that fits for everything. Man, well,
you also should probably mention that we're now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yes, it is. We've done that a few times today. Yeah. All right, what did we do wrong, Willard?
You didn't do anything wrong, but Jimmy Butler is automatically the MVP of the team now because they started winning when he showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And Steph absolutely. Washed his car with the diplomat jersey.
Yeah. This is, I mean, it's a faulty premise.
What do you mean?
It's not fair.
For you to say, no. Nobody's whining. For you to do that, you would need to know what the Warriors look like with Jimmy and without Steph.
Oh, they would have.
Be authentic for one second.
Mexican food.
Be authentic for one second.
Do they get the Jimmy Butler from this past year in Miami?
They get the Jimmy Butler they have. That's who he is.
Answer him.
He's being authentic.
I think he's being him. So they're about 500.
You tell me.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know how
with no Curry, Steiny.
With no Steph, what would this team look like?
They have a winning record without him this year.
That's true.
I'm sorry. Call Adam Silver. He can turn those numbers around. It's a good question. I don't know. And the whole Butler thing was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But the thing we all have to be shocked about is nobody saw this coming.
Oh, not even close.
No. Exactly.
Yeah. Helen Keller.
And favored tonight and favored tomorrow.
Right.
Like, supposed to win. I don't know who's playing tonight on either of these teams yet, which obviously will
affect. I hate the league. That's a league problem.
Maybe. I mean, I think, Steph's actually got a little injury there.
And if I'm the Nuggets and let Jordan Poole walk me off at home when you should have been walked off by the Lakers Friday,
right.
I'm thinking,
yeah.
Hey, Steiny, you know, my toe's nagging me, but damn it, we need a win, yeah, and I'm tired of the Warriors.
That's not the way the NBA
works.
See,
and that's the problem.
But it's not the way the NBA works.
Randy, that's the problem.
I will say, I've watched a lot. I don't know why. They've been on national TV a lot lately. I've been watching a lot of Denver Nuggets ball. They've had an interesting schedule lately. Something's wrong.
We have no doubt.
Even with Jokic. Something is absolutely, even when they win, like when Durant sent them to overtime, they beat the Suns.
But I get it.
In overtime, when the Suns aren't even trying to play basketball.
I'm with you.
Sacramento took them to a very close game, led them for 2.5 quarters. Minnesota dismissed them last week.
You are
absolutely dismissed them. And then you beat the Lakers by 5 when the Lakers had no players.
I couldn't believe
none.
It.
None. And you beat him by 5, and then you lose to the Wizards in your own building? Something is very wrong with this team.
We had Scott Hastings on earlier, and he kind of, was it a malaise? What did he call it? But he said there was concern, no bench.
He said they really miss Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon, he's
a real wild.
He's a warrior killer, too. But he played the Lakers game. They almost lost.
You know what I see with them? What do you guys think of this?
Too much rust.
It's not that. But as soon as they won a title, they don't look motivated anymore. How would y'all react if LeBron or Steph said the stuff that Jokic says, which is like, it's fun to go to the finals, but I'd really rather be at home.
But Will, if he's still balling, then I have no problem because he is not the problem.
He lost game 7 on his own floor in round 2.
Yeah. But he's bringing it and the others aren't.
That's stats.
Porter Jr., like every Murray hit and miss.
If Jokic were American, he would have taken so much criticism the last year and a half.
Well, what about the numbers he's putting up?
Great.
Like he's doing his job.
Numbers are numbers.
Yeah.
I love that.
And they're just a thin team right now.
And there we go.
They've got no bench. And honestly, the biggest part is what you're talking about, Goo. It's an NBA problem, which it's motivation. If you're Denver, what's your motivation? You're not going to be the one. And if you're the 2, the 3, or the 4, fine. Then, you know, who will we play in April? And then we'll rev up in April and right now, you look at the game against Washington and who they played off the bench. They had 8 bench points.
See,
they scored 123, and 8 of those came off the bench. So, you know, Jokic is probably carrying more of a burden than he wants, and for who and for what right now in the regular season.
Yeah, I kind of agree. On the one hand, I kind of like the play-in. On the other hand, I don't. And one of the reasons I don't like the play-in is because I do think if a team's at 7 or 8, they're like, that's fine. We'll win a game. But the problem this year is going to have is right now there's a three-team tie, second, third, fourth.
Yeah.
You watch. You watch the finagling that'll be done.
Oh, no doubt.
The last 2 weeks of the season. And I don't know if the Warriors will be in on it or not. They might, if they're at five or six.
Give me Houston.
They may want to try to control something, too.
I mean, you want to stay out of the seven.
No, I agree with.
Oh, stay out of the seven.
But I'm like you think LeBron's really hurt right now?
He looked fine in Sacramento rooting for his son Friday night when the team played.
Do I think he's, like, really, really hurt?
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't think he's 100% healthy. But, I mean, the Lakers were the two seed, and they are now – like, the Lakers could end up in the play-in tournament.
Well, they got the Spurs tonight, and they won last night.
Right,
so.
Yeah, because the rest of their team came back. Like, they were missing a bunch of people. So, they're probably fine. There's a little breathing room there, but with the way the Warriors and Wolves are playing, if I'm LeBron,
Let's say Houston stays hot. Would you rather the Warriors be seven?
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And get the Rockets at two?
Or
the Warriors solidly in there at six and get the Nuggets at three?
I'd rather be solidly in there at six and get the Nuggets. Okay. And you had a caller earlier, and I can't remember his name, but he's like, give me the toughest road they could possibly have.
Never hear that.
Were mentioning, like, this team is beyond a need for validation, and you're right. And I don't ever really buy into that anyway. Like, you play who you play in the playoffs, and if another team has an injured guy, like when they won the chip a few years back, and you avoided Phoenix. Phoenix was, they were so good, and Phoenix got knocked out by Dallas, and so you didn't have to play him. It doesn't matter. To me, that doesn't give you an asterisk on a title based on the road, but I did like the caller who's like, give me OKC, give me Denver, give me the Lakers, and give me Boston. I want them all. And it's like, whoa, that would be fun. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I feel like if the Warriors somehow – What would they luck into? The Rockets in the first round. I mean, it's not like they're any real easy teams. They have to beat Oklahoma City. Okay, they beat them because they're a little inexperienced. The one thing that can happen, like I'm with you. I don't care who they play. If they win a title, they win a title. What I do think is a little different is when somebody gets hurt in the first round, and then all of a sudden the second round matchup is completely different than it would have been or should have been, because now you're going to win that series because Denver lost Jokic.
And remember, I think it was the first year they won the title when Zaza staggered into Kawhi Leonard when he was shooting a three, and the Warriors were down 25 in that game. And that's going to do it for Kawhi, and then now the Warriors beat the Spurs, a team that they had a whole bunch of trouble against, and, you know, shout out Zaza, forever Warrior, but that nowadays, that's a flagrant. No. It's probably a flagrant too. Right. But in that moment, Kawhi got hurt and the Spurs weren't the same.
Still take a flagrant too if you knew it was going to win the series for you.
Probably.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I had a theory for Stani. It's not a concern, but Jimmy Butler, what was it? His last three games, his shots were 10, 10 shots, 5 shots, and 11 Saturday. And after the game, like the soldier he is, he says, oh, that will pick up come playoff time. And the guru computer went off like, that's great, and I expect it. I'm not concerned because I know you can do it. You've done it. But is there a little part of me wondering what will the Willard and Dibs do when normally I'm kicking it to you as we get down the stretch to the Moody's of the world, the Kamingas or whoever, the Santos, and now that ball's not coming. I'm not worried about Jimmy, but I'm worried about how will Mark respond if maybe you really, you know what I mean?
Two questions. A, did you just call us bench players?
No.
That's what it sounded like.
Never that.
And second question, did he say I'll score come playoff time, or did he say I'll score when I need to? Which was it?
When I need to.
I want to say both. I just take it as the shots.
That's a genuine question.
Yeah, the reporter asked him about the shots.
Right, and I thought it was.
And he said they'll go up. I took it as they'll go up come playoff time.
I took it as they'll go up when they need to, and right now they don't. They don't. Like, that's what Jimmy does. He's assessing the situation on every possession.
So when you do that, the byproduct is maybe, and I'm wondering out loud, Hey, Moody, you might not get as many as I've been giving you. Well, Steiny, you might not, and it might be seamless.
Yeah,
nothing to see here, but if you're like, that throws you off, the other guys.
I don't know, man. If they're going to win something, everybody's mind needs to be in that space already.
You're not worried
about who's getting what. If that's in your mindset, you're not set to win. You know what I mean? That's why I keep saying I've been more impressed by what Kaminga's been doing off the court than what he's been doing on the court since he came back. His attitude
looks great.
Right in the right place.
I'm just really blown away by the fact that the Warriors can win in so many different ways.
Yep.
They won a game against a tough New York team, and the kitty cat was eaten, and Draymond was in his head and all the rest of it. They scored 97 points, and they won. And they scored 130 in back-to-back games. They can go end-to-end. They can play a slow-down grinder game. This team can win in a number of different ways, and that's what struck me on Saturday, because that was the kind of game that was perfect for New York. That's a Coach Thibs kind of game.
If they had Brunson, no Dibs, am I foul for thinking if they had Brunson, it might have been different?
Might have been, but, I mean, you never know. They didn't, and they lost.
And there we go.
Might have been worse. Might have been worse, because Cap probably wouldn't have been as aggressive.
Yeah. And that's always my takeaway. It's like the whole, like,
you can't control that.
Yeah, you can't control it. If he can't play, if he can't go, then that's the deal. And, you know, that's where we are in the NBA schedule. I'm not saying that he isn't hurt, but, like, LeBron, in a month, if this was a playoff game, he'd be playing. There's no doubt.
No doubt about it. And that's why I want to see Denver come in here at full strength tonight, because they're a team that, with Gordon, with Porter, and with Jokic, that's a big front line.
And they've owned the Warriors.
That's one area that we're going to have to see more of the Warriors, because they're still not a big team. But
what's the current report? What's the exact current report on those guys?
No pods, questionable for the three.
Gordon is questionable. Jokic is questionable. Murray's questionable. Curry is questionable. They're all questionable.
Mm.
Still up to the minute.
And I'm out there tomorrow to see Giannis. Hopefully Steph is in
there. You're going tomorrow?
Yeah. See Dame.
Are you going?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to go Thursday.
Who do they play Thursday?
Raptors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That was this game last year. They got booed off the floor.
Yeah.
Raptors and Pelicans.
The thing was over in the first quarter.
You could hear those boos coming.
Oh, my God.
You could hear those boos coming right through.
So bad.
To 95-7, the game.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.